I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russian President Vladimir Putin claims victory in defending Kazakhstan from what he described as a foreign-backed terrorist uprising. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
Russia wants to be a major player in that part of the world. They certainly want to exert influence over their neighbors. That is a part of the reason they got involved, but also the president of Kazakhstan invited outside troops to come in.
Protests over increased fuel prices became violent last week. Clashes between security forces and protesters killed at least 164 people, including three children. Pray believers can share the hope and peace of Christ with their neighbors.
Pray that they will have opportunities to speak into people's hearts. Yes, there's a lot going on around us. We don't know what's going to happen, but we have peace because we know Jesus.
And local authorities in Bangladesh attacked and beat eight Christians on their way to a baptism class led by an FMI church planter. Four of them had to be taken to the hospital. Bruce Allen says,
in this community, even though Bangladesh is the third largest Muslim majority nation, it was an enclave of Buddhists, actually, so which are a minority in Bangladesh, but they can get pretty militant. And so when these former Buddhists are making a declaration of faith in Jesus Christ, that really riled up their other members of their tribal community.
The attack happened in December as local churches love to baptize during the Christmas season. Now, the assailants have begun threatening the FMI church planter as well. But Allen says these believers still plan on being baptized, ask God to protect and strengthen them as well as the church leaders in the area. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.